USA Radio News.
Ukraine has issued a warning to its citizens in Russia.
Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs is warning its citizens across the border in Russia to depart immediately Wednesday as uncertainty surrounds Russia's next military move. The United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Australia, Germany, and 14 other countries were among nations that announced sanctions against Russia as Moscow appears poised for a full destruction of Ukraine's democracy. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed or will be effective. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines, combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
A new survey takes a look at the best U.S. cities to work and live in.
Goodhire says Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Reno, Nevada, and Provo, Utah rank as the top three most affordable cities. On the other end of the spectrum, Los Angeles, Hartford, Connecticut, and Corpus Christi, Texas top the least affordable list. The study factored in available job opportunities, housing prices, and earning potential when compiling the rankings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau removed emergency powers on Wednesday.
After careful consideration, we're ready to confirm the situation is no longer an emergency.
Trudeau invoked those powers so police could end blockades occupied by people opposed to the country's COVID-19 restrictions. It also allowed police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former President Donald Trump gives his two cents on the Durham investigation.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from special counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly, and a lot of people were really angry, but he has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The FBI is warning businesses and governments to be aware of cyber attacks. There's nothing specific currently, but it could happen as the threat of war in Europe is at its highest level. A top FBI cyber official told executives that Russia is a permissive environment for cyber criminals. Sheriffs are demanding to be notified of new arrivals as the Department of Homeland Security ships tens of thousands of illegal immigrants throughout the country. ICE and the Department of Health and Human Services operate the flights. They say locals will have to keep track of migrants if federal officials cannot. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.